those small micro intentions that we set within ourselves make such a dramatic difference when it comes to the outcome in your life. So if you want different outcomes in your life, set intentions, set different intentions, ones that can help you succeed, whatever the application is.
Now I know what my intention is, I know what my outcome is, and I'm going to have a much better experience being there than just blindly going in and hoping it goes well, which unfortunately most of us are doing in our everyday life. We're kind of just walk through hoping that it ends up being okay. Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey everybody, it's Bianca.
And it's Emilia.
Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve by breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, number 288. Does accepting mean it's okay? For today, 289, Motivation Monday, three questions to help you succeed. Our purpose, our intention with this episode is to help all of you feel more in control of your lives. Something that Emilia and I have personally practiced, and we help all of our clients and, you know, all of the people that really matter to us do, is to do things that are, or to focus on the things that really matter, is to pay attention to the things that really matter that are going to make their lives, our lives, you know, the best it can be, and focusing on certain things, putting our attention on certain questions will allow us to do that, because what we focus on, we feel, what we feel, we act on, and what we act on becomes the entire experience of our lives. So we are going to dive into three questions that have radically transformed our lives and what we believe will be that for you as well.
And the reason why we believe that and why it's been our experience, I think, is even greater than both of those two put together, is because it's these three questions are really pointing to the principles. And I didn't know this about myself, B, but I am starting to learn this more and more. I'm someone who is just so magnetized by principles, because of the fact that it is truth and it is just the straight line truth. And that's one of the things that I'm going to get super jazzed up in this episode, because we're just going to share the truth and no fluff. And it's just going to help our listeners be way more successful in their life, whether this is applied to their careers, whether this is applied to their intimate relationships, their friends, their families, whatever they care about, their art even. These are three fire principles that no matter where they're applied will guide each and every single one of our listeners to a more successful or more fulfilled life.
I'm smirking because I'm curious as to how did you just now realize you're a principle-driven person? I'm like,
Right. To you, that's obvious, right? Yeah. No, I think my massive cognitive distortions of me wanting to believe I'm like everyone else, I think that that's what prevented that from getting through. Also surrounding myself with, at one point, extremely ignorant people that didn't know what principle-based learning is. So, yeah, fun stuff. You're always learning. It's a constant evolution.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. So for our evolvers, B, hit them with the first question, because this one, you know me, I'm a horsey farm kind of girl. You cannot take the farm out of the gale. It's just like putting on blinders. This question, this first question, stick with me. It is, you said it. You said it before this episode. It's like putting on blinders. It's helping you to focus in what matters the most for you. And so why I mentioned the fact that I'm a farm girl, you can't take the farm out of the gal, even though you take the gal out of the farm, is it's just like the racehorses. I want everyone to envision and visualize. I know we got a ton of visual learners in this episode. Bianca's dying off. Put the blinders on. This is that question that helps every person put the racehorse blinders on over their eyes and narrow your focus in on what you actually do want to feel.
I'm sweating. My face is like be red right.
Are you embarrassed by me?
No, I adore you and the fact that you don't make sense.
Yeehaw. Let's go.
Number one. Oh my goodness. What is my intention?
People are probably like, what the hell?
You're like, what did she just say? What is my intention?
Mm.
There's very few of us, me included, who really think about our intention behind doing things, especially if you're a very emotion-driven person like I am. Really thinking about what is my hopes from this? What am I hoping to get from this? What is my desire from doing this? What do I think is going to happen? Really, some of the more analytical aspects of this aren't something that we're used to. And so when you can start asking yourself, what is my intention going into this date, going into this job interview, going into the week, going into the gym, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever that thing is that you're doing, when you can put those blinders on of what is my intention? What do I want to get out of this? What are my hopes for this? It really allows you to get the fullest experience that you can, as opposed to just blindly going into an experience. So I'll give you an example. If I just walk into the gym with no plan, with nothing, it's going to feel really overwhelming. There's hundreds of pieces of equipment. There's a lot of people doing a bunch of different things. And when you don't have an intention for going in there, it feels so overwhelming because it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. But if I say, what's my intention? Okay, my intention is to train legs today. That completely narrows in my focus. Now I'm going to look for all of the leg equipment machines. What is my intention? I want to do 5 different exercises. That narrows it in even more. What is my intention? I want to do 5 sets of 10. Now I'm super specific. Now I know what my intention is. I know what my outcome is. And I'm going to have a much better experience being there than just blindly going in and hoping it goes well, which unfortunately, most of us are doing in our everyday life. We're kind of just walk through hoping that it ends up being okay.
Have you ever found yourself wishing that you could find other growth-minded people, like feeling stuck and alone because the people around you aren't on the same path as you? We have been there, and this is why we created Out of the Mud. It's a free live virtual event hosted the last Wednesday of every single month. This event is a safe space to hear new ideas, take away simple, tangible tools, and connect with other people just like you without the pressure of needing to engage, turn on your camera, or worry about judgment.
Or we're just showing up. So a more day-to-day example that just popped up, given some of the conversations that I've had recently, is, you know, even if you have an attention, when you get out of work and you come home, if you are going home and all of a sudden you start to go into the kitchen and you open up your cabinetry and you start just storm eating because you're coping with all the day's stress, That's going to happen because you don't have any of those blinders on. You don't have the focus. You don't have intention behind it. Whereas same situation, before you get out of your car, you set an intention. My intention is to make a healthy meal for myself. That one tiny intention can redirect your behavior and, by the way, help you with whatever macro goals you have. That's tiny, tiny application. Same thing with, I know a lot of people in their workday, whatever it is, whether you show up to a meeting, that outcome long term is going to be very different than if you show up to the meeting with an intention. My intention is to be as engaged as possible today. My intention is to listen so intently to whatever is going on to make sure that I can add value, right? Those small micro intentions that we set within ourselves make such a dramatic difference when it comes to the outcome in your life. So if you want different outcomes in your life, set intentions, set different intentions, ones that can help you succeed, whatever the application is. That's number one.
That ties directly into number two, where can I improve? So let's say your intention is to get better at the gym, right? Let's just use that as an example. Okay, my intention is to be much healthier. Where can I improve? What can I do today? What can I do on the day-to-day, on the week-to-week to help me actually get that intention? So if it is in the gym, okay, where can I improve? Maybe I can improve my timing. Maybe I can make sure that I'm there for at least 30 minutes. Maybe I can start going before work as opposed to after, because I know every time I tell myself I'm going to go after, I don't end up going because I'm too tired, right? What are all of the areas that matter to you and that you can ask yourself, how can I improve here? That single question has made a massive difference in my life, because when I started focusing on the things that mattered to me and setting the intention of wanting to improve on them, I was able to actually take steps in the right direction and make really great changes.
B, that ties right into number three. I literally had a conversation on a call with a client this morning who had the same exact thing happen, where their exercise, they want to exercise, right? The want is there. So technically the intention is there. They've claimed it to themselves, I intend to exercise daily, even if it's something small. I even bought myself this little resistance machine. I've done this, la, 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 right? Insert all the environmental cues to help fill that intention, to help improve their workout, exercise regimen, whatever. But number three is, what is a story I'm telling myself? And I got in there and I said, hey, so right before the thoughts and the behaviors of not doing what you want to do, not fulfilling your intention, what actually is happening in there from a thought standpoint? And he said, honestly, that narrative, the story that I'm telling myself is that I'll do it later. And so all of us have this story that we tell ourselves, whether it's our manager, firefighter, I won't even get into parts in this, but there's a narrative, a story that we are telling ourselves, and we all know it. And that's a perfect example. So the story he was telling himself was, I'll do it later. But exactly that story, I said, so out of a 7-day week, how many times did you actually do it later? And he said, none. And I said, okay. So that exactly, and we all have that aspect, whether it's in fitness, whether it's in our intimate relationship, right? Whatever that is, the story that you're telling yourself is going to guide your actions. So what if you were to change that story and give it a healthy swap or a productive replacement or even rebuttal when that story comes back in? Because that story is going to come back again and again. When you're in that moment, Monday morning, and you have on your calendar, you know it's time for your walk, or you know it's time for your exercise, because that's your intention. That's what you've set and you've improved to make sure that it's on your calendar to help hold you accountable. When that story that you're telling yourself is that you're going to do it later, when that comes in, what are you going to do? And we went through, rebuttal to that one thought. And his experiment is in the next 7 days to see how that contributes to different emotions and therefore different action. His rebuttal to the I'll do it later was, that's not true. That is a lie. That never ends up happening. And that's out of integrity with our character to not do what we intend to do. The promises that we make to ourselves need to be kept. And that's going to be the thought of his experiment for the next 7 days. So I know probability wise, he's going to succeed far more in that one tiny thing because he's changing the story that he's telling himself.
Start by getting good at acknowledging the story. Once you can pick up on it, then you can start trying to change it. But most of us don't recognize the stories that we're telling ourselves, about others, about our lives, about the situations that we're in. The three questions to round this out. Number one, what is my intention? Number two, where can I improve? And number three, what is the story I'm telling myself? If you can ask yourself these questions daily, weekly, monthly, and actually start taking steps in the right direction, given the answers you come up with, you will notice wild differences in your life. And it's exactly what I did. And it's asking myself questions like this and taking action on those answers that allowed me to be in the position that I'm in today. So if you want results like that, it is absolutely possible for you too. And one of the ways in which you can do that is through the You Do You program that we have. It is a completely online, virtual, no commitment, no risk coaching and or therapy program that really meets you where you are. So it doesn't put any pressure on you to have to be somewhere at a certain time. It doesn't require you to handle more than you're capable of right now. It really meets you where you are and allows you to guide the pace of your own growth. If that's something that you're interested in, the description will be in the show notes. The link is in the show notes to our website to where you can get more information on that. Episode suggestion.
So the episode suggestion for this Monday, y'all, is 264. Are you making moves yet still unfulfilled? Maybe. Just maybe, friends. But if you're an evolver, we're going to take care of that. Yeah, what about you?
254, do your actions speak louder than words? All right, everybody. We hope you have an amazing week. Go crush it. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.